Custom Packaging of Lebanon, Tennessee makes cardboard sales displays used in grocery stores and movie theaters. The company recently hired sustainability consultant William Paddock to help them green their operations. Paddock showed them how to generate less waste and recycle what trash they did produce. He also convinced the company to install one of the area's largest solar arrays on the factory roof, reducing their carbon footprint. Paddock says there are many motivations for being socially responsible.
For us, it's really about protecting the environment, being better to society, but also there's an economic piece to it. And we love to do, you know, find our passions and also save somebody money.
Paddock's been helping companies save money with green solutions for about 10 years, but recently added a little green to his own resume. Last year, he completed an advanced degree in business administration from nearby Lipscomb University, a degree that included a strong emphasis on environmental sustainability. Paddock says the classes improved his ability to connect with his customers.
The biggest benefit of going through a program like that is to learn how to talk about a subject like sustainability. So it's fairly complicated. How do you convince a business that looking at their, you know, their carbon emissions is a viable business option?
Belmont University in Nashville takes a different approach for those interested in a for-benefit career. These students will be among the first to graduate with the university's new bachelor's degree in social entrepreneurship. Today, they're arranging senior internships with local charities. Bernard Turner, director of Belmont's Center for Social Entrepreneurship, says American universities were slow to offer degrees in for-benefit fields of study and now are being forced to quickly add those programs.
Students are saying, "Now, listen, I want to be an entrepreneur, but I want to do something that deals with a social problem, a social issue that's dear to me." So what has happened is a lot of these programs have come to fruition because they're student-driven, student desires about this.
Students are driven by very personal motivations.
We've even had students that said, you know, alcoholism was an issue in my family. So how can I study social entrepreneurship and do something about, you know, giving these folks a second chance when they come out of treatment?
Andrew Bishop is one of the program's star students. He launched his first charity when he was still in high school. Turner is helping him launch a second charity that connects professors with opportunities to volunteer in the community. Bishop says he and his peers are motivated by what they see in the media.
Even 20 years ago, you really only knew what was going on in your community. But now you have more of this world and worldwide sense of what's going on. I think that it's challenged young people as they're growing up to kind of look at, how can I make a difference, and how can I solve some of these world issues in what I do with my career?
That growing desire to make a difference and a living at the same time is why Bishop says American universities are likely to continue expanding their degree offerings in socially centered areas of study.
I think more people want to be able to say that when they retire, that I did make a difference in my work and I made a difference in the life of someone else through what I did each and every day.
From just a handful of offerings 20 years ago, there are now more than 60 American universities offering green business degrees alone. Reporting for VOA, I'm Mike Osborne in Lebanon, Tennessee.